It's the radio segment that just added a new thing to its bucket list.
Oh.
Over the next 2 years, he wants to tickle every member of the royal family.
Why do I want to do that too?
I don't know, but Harry would be the best.
But just the dead ones.
Oh, wow.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other snotbots just don't. This first Laser Story is out of the Ukraine. If you remember, a few months ago, we talked about a story of a couple named Alexander and Victoria who chained themselves together for 3 months as a test of their love.
Oh, yeah. It was like a Valentine's Day thing,
yeah,
right? Is that when they did
to also break a Guinness World Record.
Right.
Got it.
Well, instead of just 90 days together, they went all the way to 123.
Whoa.
That sounds terrible. That's crazy.
You know, one of them's so stubborn. She's like, come on, let's just stop. Yeah. And he's like, no, babe, we can do it. Come on.
For over 4 months, the couple had no personal space and did everything together, from bathroom breaks to grocery shopping. And just the other day, they finally had their clasp cut.
Oh, my God.
Wow, about time.
Yeah. I wonder what made him decide to finally do it.
What was the last straw?
Yeah, right?
And what did the two lovebirds do to celebrate?
Yeah.
Well, they immediately broke up.
No!
No way!
Oh, I thought you were like, they both went on vacation separately.
Stop it.
Well, unsurprisingly, the pair said the lack of privacy had cost them their relationship and their wedding plans.
Oh, my God. They were supposed to get married.
Alexander said the final straw was being stuck alongside Victoria every morning while she did her 45-minute makeup ritual.
That was what did it?
Afterwards, they both thanked their supporters on Instagram, saying, "We're happy to have had this experience, but even happier to be apart."
Yeah.
That wouldn't work for anybody.
Yeah.
Whether you love him or not, that would be the worst.
You just know too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His next laser story is from Out on the Open Road. 25-year-old Austin Wisemore rented a U-Haul van a few months ago to drive from Florida to New York.
Okay.
And he never returned it.
Yeehaw!
Uh-oh. That sounds like it's going to get expensive.
Yeah.
Cops finally caught up with him because of one crucial detail that he forgot about. Police in upstate New York were investigating a burglary the other day when they spotted a van with a bad paint job.
Uh-oh.
Some of it was white, but most of it was black. Huh. It turned out Austin spray painted the van black to hide all the logos.
Oh.
And he'd slowly been stripping the parts to sell for scrap.
Whoa.
But you have to give them all your information.
Yeah, right? You have to give them like photo ID.
Not the best
stuff.
Way to steal something, I would think.
Still, cops weren't 100% sure if it was stolen. But one huge clue solidified it for them.
Okay.
Apparently, Austin forgot to take off the huge peel-off U-Haul logo at the top of the windshield.
Winner!
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
All the details.
Yeah.
Authorities arrested him and confiscated the vehicle. The bad paint job alone caused over $10,000 in damages.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was right in front of his face the entire time.
Oh, my goodness.
He also removed the headlights and catalytic converter.
Oh.
He's facing three separate felony charges. But he possibly could have gotten away with it if he would have just peeled off that sticker.
Wow. I like to think if I was a criminal, I'd be better than that.
You wouldn't.
No.
I have zero faith that you would get away with anything.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
So I guess this is crime school for any criminals listening.
Yeah,
make
right.
sure you peel off the logo.
Taking notes.
This next laser story is out of the great outdoors.
Sorry, I'm an introvert.
I love it. Okay.
It's summer, which means another season of tourists doing stupid things out in the wild.
Yeah.
Okay, yay.
And that's why the National Park Service has once again had to tell visitors something you would think would be obvious. Please, no matter how much you want to do it, do not push your friends into bears.
That's
a thing. What?
You heard that right. It's a real problem. Park rangers shared a public safety announcement recently on what to do if you get a little bit too close to a furry friend.
Okay.
First, they say you should never play dead, run, shout, or make any sudden movements.
Okay. That leaves, like, nothing that I would do.
Yeah. Don't be still. No, don't run.
Yeah.
You should also never push a friend down to save yourself.
But what if they're the weaker one?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah.
I would totally push Jose down.
Yeah,
Such a little yummy bear snack.
Well, Jose's Papa Bear, so he'd probably become the leader.
Yeah.
And then he'd send
bear
them,
language.
He'd send them on you.
And we'd find the best porridge in the city.
They say running away can trigger a bear to chase you.
Yeah.
Which at certain bars is a good thing.
And And that's a Jeffrey thing.
You probably aren't going to be faster than the bear.
No, they're so crazy fast.
Yeah.
They say climbing a tree, also not a good option because bears can climb. The best thing to do is to slowly put distance between yourself and the bear, draw out bear spray if you have it, and prepare to use it if the bear charges towards you.
Okay.
This is why, I just don't go in the woods.
So wait, they can climb up, but can they go down? Like if I dig a hole?
Yeah, they can. they can do it all.
6 feet,
they can
10
do
feet
it all.
Deep.
Bears can fly, too.
Oh, dang it, Jeff!
But again, never push your friend into a bear.
Okay.
I guess
noted.
A lot of people are doing that right now. It's the new TikTok challenge. Push your friend into a bear challenge.
Not good.
This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. Where the bears are. A flight from San Francisco to Vegas had to turn around on the tarmac the other day because two guys got into a physical fight over an armrest.
Dude. Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't sound like they got arrested, and neither of them wants to press charges, but they both missed their flight because of it.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Well, let me guess. One of them was a middle seat.
Yeah, of course.
I think we all know the middle seat is allowed both armrests.
Well, not everybody feels that way, Jose. Not everybody feels that way.
So what are the rules for armrests on a plane? Yes. Well, someone posted guidelines that they think everyone should follow.
Ooh, okay.
Here we go.
And really just one rule to it. The person in the middle seat should always get both armrests.
Yeah. You called it.
Yes! Yeah, it's agreed.
I'm with you on that one.
They also looked at the pros and cons of each seat. So for the window seat, pros, you have a nice view.
And you can lean your head up against it.
And fall.
That's
lean on.
Biggest pro. Good for sleep.
The cons is you're trapped and you have to ask two people to move if you ever need to use the bathroom.
I have a pretty solid bladder.
So bad.
Yeah.
If your bladder is solid, then I think that's a medical condition, Brooke, and I think you need to have
Brooke's
it checked
like,
out.
I haven't peed in 6 years. Yes. Yeah.
I actually haven't gone yet this morning.
The aisle seat, the pros of that are a little more leg room, and you're free to get up whenever you want.
It's true, but you get bumped by the drink cart when you're asleep, and I hate that.
That's one of the cons. The other one is you have to let other people get out to use the bathroom. Bathroom is always a problem.
I am good on the bathroom noise.
We know
don't
what bathrooms
need that.
Sound like.
And that's not what an airplane bathroom sounds like.
Finally, the middle seat.
Yes.
Here we go.
The pros, none.
None.
The cons, everything.
Yeah.
So getting both armrests should be the one benefit of sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
The one time I sat in the middle seat and had a good flight was when the person next to me laid their head on my shoulder and I was like, aw, human touch.
Speaking of weird situations on planes, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's the sound of a turtle joining the Mile High Club with an Air Jordan.
I would love to see that. I'm walking in the bathroom with a turtle going to town.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.